말 못
하겠습니다. 아니, 왜 하는 거?
맞다.
네. 뭐? 왜 이런 맥? Concept, they have no material desires. Perished. Brahmani uposamat svayam. Uposam. Uposam means completely finished. Done God. They can worship the Supreme Personality of God. Otherwise, without being a kama means no materialism, anna vilasita sunnam, complete. If we have got least desire for material enjoyment, Krishna will give us chance again to accept the body which will satisfy the senses. Deva yogena dehina. For our sense gratification, a particular type of body is offered by the order of Krishna through the agency of material nature. Just like father gives the seed and the mother gives the body. Similarly, Krishna, the Supreme Father, he is the giver of the seed, living entity. And according to the living entity's desire, the material nature gives the body. Therefore, material nature is Maya, and Krishna is the Supreme Father. Tasmin gardham dadam aham. Gardham dadam aham. I did the seed, garbha, pregnancy. So, we are part and parcel of Krishna. And he, according to my desire, he puts me into a circumstance, material circumstances. I get a particular type of body. This is a secret of different types of body and transmigration of the body. As a foolish scientist, they do not know this fact. They are trying to create living entity in the laboratory. It is impossible. Just like if a woman wants to create a child independently, it is impossible. There must be contact with a man who must give the seed, then a woman can produce a child. Similarly, these rascals who are trying to produce life by material combination, through the material agency, they are all rascals. They do not know even the ordinary law. By combination of matter, you cannot produce any living entity. That is not possible. Living entity being part and parcel of Krishna, Krishna must give the seed. Tasmingodham dadamaham. The creation, the joni, jatha joni, jatha bijam, jatha jni. This is natural. So, to get this body means I have got material desire. This is God. This is it. Anyone who has got this material body, beginning from Brahma, he is considered the first creature within this universe, most intelligent, most learned. But still, because he has got this material body, he is not Akama without any materialism. He has got materialism. He wanted to become the supreme head of one universe. Just as we try to become supreme head of a family, then of a society, then of a nation, of a community, then I desire to be famous. One increasing to lord it over. So long there will be desire to lord it over, then we have to accept the body. It doesn't matter what kind of body. It may be Brahma's body, it may be cat's body, it may be man's body, it may be bird's body, it may be beast body. That will depend on my desire. But if I have got any desire, material desire, to fulfill, then I must be prepared for accept next body. So if one wants to finish this business, accepting a material body means to become subjected to the laws of material nature. You get a material body, and if you want that I shall not die, it is impossible. It is not. Then you must die. Bhutya bhutya praliyate. You get a material body, and again you give it up, and again you get it. This is good. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, এই রূপে ব্রহ্মাণ্ড ভ্রমিতে কোন ভাগ্যবান জীব গুরু কৃষ্ণ কৃপায় পায় ভক্তিলতা বীজ ইন দিস ওয়ে অল দি লিভিং এন্টিটিজ বিগিনিং ফ্রম ব্রহ্মা ডাউন টু দি microscopic job. Everyone is rotating in different species of life, in different planets, in different positions, innumerable. As the living entities are innumerable, the varieties of bodies are also innumerable. Not innumerable, they are counted 8,400,000 species of life. This is Vedic knowledge, exactly giving the number. Exactly. 8,400,000. It doesn't say 9 million or 500,000. No, exactly. Jalajanamalakhani. In the aquatic, there are 900,000 species of life. Now, if you have got your science, go and see. This is very perfect. Perfect. Without any doubt. Savaralokavinshati. And the plants and trees, the 2 million species of life. So, Ayurveda Brahmanda Bhamite. We are transmigrating from one species of life, one species of life, another. They cannot explain why there are so many varieties of life. The varieties of life is there because we have desire, karma. I want this. All right, take this. Krishna is immediately prepared. This is Haman Prabhupada. If you want, you can take it. But Krishna says ultimately that you will never be happy in this way. Therefore, give up this business. Simply surrender to me. Sarvadharman parityajya mami kam saran. So that is called akam. So here it is said that akama jatita param prusam param. If you want to be akama, devoid of all material desire, then surrender to Krishna. That is say, from this business of rotating from one sort of body to another sort of body. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Ayurupe Brahmanda Bhamite Kono Bhagavanji. To come to Krishna consciousness is not very easy thing. It is by the grace of Guru, Guru Krishna, and grace of Krishna. Combined together. One who sincerely wants to stop this business of repeated birth and death. But they do not understand that this is a suffering. They let it happen. When they forget what is the suffering of birth. But many times, nowadays it is so much suffering that a child is born within the womb, and there is abortion. Kill him. Kill him. But they do not understand this habit. The one chance given that it will get a body and come out and maybe able to come to Krishna consciousness, that's what of the chance is being killed within the womb. But these rascals, they do not know what is suffering. Janma Mitsu Jarabhyadhi, Krishna says, the sufferings of birth, they do not understand, such fool, that what is the suffering of birth? Even if you are not killed, you have to remain compact in a bed, yet tight. And the worms, they are biting. So many things, suffocated. That is one. But if he can live at least for 10 months, the mother does not kill about that, then he has got a chance to come out. Otherwise there is no chance to come out. He dies within the womb, again transferred to another womb, And again it is king. So those who are too much sinful, those who are causing this aversion, they will get this sort of life. They will never see light. The one whom killed, another whom killed, another whom killed, another whom killed. This is so sinful, this aversion. And the modern civilization and the priestly order, they are passing. So if the mala selects, otherwise there is no objection, aversion. Such foolish world is going. There are so many subtle laws of nature, they do not know anything. And they are clinging to educated scientists, Vedantists, philosophers, all nonsense. All nonsense. Therefore they say, Atama Purusamparam. Give up your karma. Left the desires or any material desires and surrender to Krishna. Then that is life, success. Otherwise, Vutya Vutya Pragiyate, take one's birth. These are all desires. And it's so big list. If you want this, then you can worship this. Why? It is recommended that you worship this demigod. Because if one goes for fulfilling the desire to a demigod, there is connection of Vishnu. Because any yoga you perform, demigod, there must be Vishnu first. The mantra says that with the sanction of Vishnu's order, you get this facility. So by worshipping the demigod, if he is sensible man, one day he will come to know that above the demigod there is Vishnu. So why am I worshipping this demigod? Why not Vishnu? Suppose if I get some facility from somebody, and if I see that this man is taking sanction from another superior man, so my intelligence should be, why not go direct to the superior man? Why am I flattering this man? That is sense. So therefore, demigod worship is recommended in Vedas, that one day he may come to his intelligence. That why demigod? Why not God personally, directly? Therefore, it is not that it is encouragement. It is encouragement. It's just like, you know, among the Hindus, the place it has, they are recommended that if you want to eat meat, then you sacrifice one goat before the goddess Kali. And goddess Kali is worshipped once in a month, on the dark moon day, at night. And there are mantras. The mantras say that within the year of the animal, it is said that you are sacrificing your life before the deity, so next life immediately you get a human form of life. And when you get a human form of life, you will have the right to kill this man also. This is mantra. Now, if a sane man understands that I am killing this goat at the risk of my life and next birth, so why am I going to get take such responsibility? Better stop it. So it is for discouraging. If I say directly, don't eat meat, he will protest. Why shall I not? It is our food. I must eat. Therefore, instead of directly prohibiting, the pastor says, yes, yes, you can eat. But by sacrificing before God is calling. That means condition. Rest is. Similarly, marriage, what is the meaning of marriage? Everyone can have sex without marriage. So what is mean marriage? Marriage means a seeker. That's all. That you have sex, but a particular selected woman, that's no more. That is marriage. So all these basic rules are there. Shastra says, Loki babayami sumadva seva nityasya jantu nahi tattva chodha. Why these demigod worship marriage and they are prescribed? They are prescribed to stop it, not to encourage it. But the foolish person, they say, well, it is in the Shastra, I shall not do. Therefore, Lord Buddha, when he appeared, he wanted to stop this animal killing. But because this rascal will show the evidence that here is sanctioned by the Vedas to kill an animal before God is calling, why you stop? Therefore, he said, I don't care for your Vedas. Because his only idea was to stop this animal killing. Ahimsa. So, we should know, whenever there is sanction in the Shastra for meat eating, for sex intercourse, or for drinking, it is not for encouraging, it is for prohibiting, restricting. So, the next question is, why it is restricted? Restricted means so long you'll be addicted to these habits, you have to accept the body. So one who cannot stop it immediately, he is restricted. Alright, he wants to do it. Alright, go to this devil. That is the least. If one did, alright, go to this devil. Somewhere or other, this lusty person is being brought before a demigod to understand that this is not good. This is implicating. Therefore it is said, apama, he could become completely free from all material desires. Or if you want that position, then come to Krishna. Rather than you. If you actually want freedom from this material bondage, then Krishna. Krishna says, yours. Amtva sarupapi bhava khrishyami. These are all paths. Sinful. Either you take the body of a Brahma or an ant or cat or dog. All sinful. Only the person who has taken to Krishna consciousness seriously is pious. Akama. The next verse will be Akama, Sarvakama. Thank you for the message. Is that?